Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is your invention idea? I mentioned in the last segment the gravity-free laundry chute. I was being sarcastic. Yeah. Turns out that's already a thing. There's something called Laundry Jet.
Oh, I've seen that.
And it is
that.
The vacuum tube, just like Steve said.
Oh, nice.
And you can have it installed in a new home, and it'll shoot laundry from any room into the laundry room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kids still wouldn't do it.
It wouldn't be laundry that was going in there. That's the real big problem there, because it's a bigger hole. And
yeah. There'd be heads stuck in there.
Absolutely.
All sorts of trouble. 1-800-947-3979. John in Buffalo. Hello, John.
Hello.
What is your invention idea?
Well, I'm telling you guys, this is going to be bigger than the Blockbuster branded DVD rewinder. My invention is scented HVAC filters.
Scented?
It's a subscription service. You get, one a month.
Okay, but
everything's got to be subscription.
Now, that is a great
idea. That's where the money's at.
Now, I assume there's already a subscription furnace filter business.
There is that's a great idea.
If you're just going to Amazon.
They'll try to
subscribe.
Yeah,
you find your filter, it'll set you up to get one every 3 months.
But, John, this scented idea, what scents do you think you would do, and have you started creating them?
I'm thinking, like in the fall you're going to have, all your cinnamon and stuff like that. Summertime, maybe, barbecue sauce or chunky blue cheese. You never know. Whatever.
Yeah, I would
love chunky blue cheese scented. Yeah. I don't know if I want my house to smell like that.
I was thinking maybe like clean linen.
Yeah. Or bakery flavor, bakery scented.
Like, oh, man. Sure. Ooh, is that chunky blue cheese?
Hey, have you got the Outcast one or Outback one?
Right. Yeah. All of a sudden, my house just
ranch.
Smells like Burger King exhaust fan. I mean, I'm so hungry, but I'm still greasy.
I don't hate the idea. I think it's going to be tough to compete with scented candles or Glade.
I don't know. Never had to light a furnace filter to get the smell going.
But they have those little plugins for the walls.
I like it, John. I like it.
So, I mean, maybe though.
Full speed ahead.
Yeah.
All the plugins in the wall, you have to replace each room. But if you do it at the filter, you're doing the whole house all at once.
Right. I hear you. I don't think it's a terrible idea.
I don't think it is. All right. Thank you, John.
They might exist, though.
We don't know. That's always the problem.
A lot of times these ideas, you look them up and you go, you can, 19 companies make them.
Amanda joins us. You're a teacher, Amanda?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is your invention idea?
My invention is clickable glue sticks, so you never lose the lid and they never dry out.
Oh, this is so sort of like a pen that you'd get where you click it in and out.
Yeah, like clickable Expo markers so the kids don't ever lose lids.
This is a great idea. Now, we have glue sticks at our house, and those caps, it's like they take them and they hide them as soon as they take them off. So I'm with you. This is a great idea.
Exactly. I know.
Excellent.
We'll pitch it to Real Shark Tank.
Okay, well, we're on board. We got your back on this one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The key is not letting glue get onto the lid so that when the lid closes afterward, it glues it shut.
That's true.
Like a marker won't do that.
Ani joins us listening on WMMQ in Lansing. Hello, Ani. What are you inventing?
Hello. It's not necessarily an invention. It's a business idea. I actually already own a food truck, but I need help with startup costs for a THC-infused food truck where you could call us and we would deliver it to you. That way, you don't have to drive.
So wait, you would drive your food truck and, like, hand me a THC cheeseburger?
Yeah.
As an example?
Actually, yeah. Or, like, macaroni and cheese, kind of like comfort food, soul food, different kinds of food. We would have different stuff every day.
With different levels of THC and everything else.
Hmm. Exactly. Yep.
Now, you'd have to deliver, right? You couldn't just set up and sell it like a food truck day somewhere else.
Well, what I want to do in the long run is I'd like to have more than one, because I'm from Lansing, Michigan. So I'd like to have one for Lansing, one for Detroit, one for Grand Rapids, or, just a bunch that gets to go, especially in the summer with all the festivals and, with it being legal here, there's lots of THC festivals and things like that, too. So,
if that's legal, that seems like something that would be a hit. Kelly, would you go to a THC food truck?
If they would deliver it to me, hell yeah.
Yeah.
If they were like, hey, yeah, but you got to pay like a certain, you'd have to pay a certain amount to make the delivery worth it.
Yeah.
Right, or if you knew that you were going to be in a park somewhere, but I don't know if they allow that or not, but you could just park and say, hey, if you're within walking distance, you can come pick this up and walk home. That's a great idea.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly it. And I want to call it F around and find out.
Wow, that is such a high on thing to say.
I know. That's exactly.
Yeah, right? You found your audience. Thank you, Ani.
I feel like you're going to eat a lot of the profits. Is my hunch.
I expected the name to be more like chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of an aggressive name. Pop food.
Pat in Utica. Hello, Pat. You hold two patents currently?
Yes, me and my brother.
What are they for?
One is for a toilet seat called the Miracle Seat. It has a vent hooked up to it, so it can be built in new construction in hospitals, hotels, cruise ships, your home. So nothing smells when somebody uses your bathroom.
A lot of
diseases in the hospital are airborne. We have gone to some shows. We've had some models built. We've sold quite a few, but nothing on a large basis. And then another one is a door built in your garage door for like Amazon, that when they deliver a package, the little door opens. We have the specs on the average size package, so that's what we built the door based on.
So is it like almost like a Lazy Susan that has a code that Amazon would know or something?
Yeah, it just opens when, you know, they put their little computer next to it, and then your package is safely delivered and nobody can steal it.
Okay.
Those both seem very feasible. Door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Pat, thank you.
Yeah, it's like
you got a shot with those.
Yeah.
Like a doggy door.
Yeah. I think that one makes more sense than the first one.
Kind of already exists, though. Can't Amazon open your garage door now?
Well, they can open the whole door, but if you didn't want to let them have access to opening the whole door, just a, you know, 1 foot by 1 foot or whatever. All right.
Let's see that. I like these ideas. Travis in Maine. Travis, what is your invention idea for the tank?
Hi. Little kids love to do what their parents do, and I'm a welder. So I'd like to take one of those magnetic drawing pads that have like the star stamps or triangle shapes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of using a pen, use like a little welding torch where when you touch the tip down, it flashes and makes the welding sound. And on top of that, have little goggles that come with it that have a film and put some sort of iridescent in the magnetic dust. So when they look through the goggles, it like flashes and sparkles.
Well, that would be pretty cool.
So this is a pretend welding, though, right? It's not actually hot.
Yeah, for a little kid.
My first welder. My little tight.
So there's not actually like, flame. There's not actually a little flame at the end of it.
It'd be a flashing light.
Okay, so this is the equivalent of a little tiny plastic drill.
Okay.
It's not actually going to drill a hole. All right, just making sure
I just want to give fire to children. I think it's a good idea, right? I think that
would
work.
220 feels like.
And you're thank you, thank you, Travis.
Yeah, Johnny's first blindness experience.
Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. This text about Oni's vehicle. Where she would go out and make THC food.
Mm-hmm.
This text from Nashville. That lady just reinvented drug dealing. Well, not exactly.
I'm failing to see where there was going to be any profit.
It's going to be
food truck, no problem. But one that's specific. So you're going to drive 25 minutes across town.
Every meal's a delivery.
To sit in someone's driveway for 15 minutes to make them a cheeseburger.
You make it on the drive. You got a driver and a cook.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, seem like there's much profit there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure I would want to stand in the back of a food truck that was moving while I'm cooking pot
stuff.
Oh God.
Yeah. That's exactly what I want is that truck parked out front of my house while my neighbors are looking at me like, really?
F around and try it's here again. Threatening the children. Also, the cook keeps trying to make French fries on the road and now they're burned all over their body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seems a little dangerous.
Well, I mean, there's some bugs to work out. That's all.
Like, everything started
like
that
the
way.
Whole yeah. business plan.
Well, there's that.
This text, bad news, guys. Air fresheners for your HVAC already exist. You hang them on your furnace filter.
Yep. I looked that up, too. You can make those and get those.
Yeah, but they don't.
So it is a good idea.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst when you feel like you have a good idea and then you Google it and you're like, oh, nope, that's been around for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, I've done that at least like 9 or 10 times in my life where I thought, this is a great idea. This is a great idea. And I was right. It was by somebody else before me.
That food truck part, that food truck, though, would be great. Like if you booked it for parties, like if you were having a
festivals.
Party. With, yes.
Yeah, where you don't actually have to drive anywhere and just set it up. I mean, food trucks, I think, yeah, you can make really good money if you make good food in a food truck.
THC ice cream truck. There you go. Now, there was a place that Kayla and I went last year in St. Louis. I forget what it was called, but it was an ice cream shop in like an area where there were there was a comedy club and restaurants and bars, and the ice cream shop would infuse the ice cream with various alcohols. And that was lined up out the door and around the block.
Yeah, boozy milkshakes are
sounds good.
It was something. Mm-hmm. It was good. And it was the perfect spot for it because everybody was out having dinner and they're like, right. Oh, let's have a drink.
Coming
oh, let's
show.
Go get some ice cream drinks. It was pretty good.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.